Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, I want to talk about the Olympics today on the podcast. And I want to talk about the Olympics golf, but let's just talk about the Olympics in general. First off, is anybody watching the Olympics? Based on what the ratings are, not many people are. I, for one, have not watched much of the Olympics at all. I mean, I you know, had a little background TV on. Honestly, I watched a little bit the swimming. I don't even know if it was a finals race. I watched a little bit of the skateboarding. Whenever I watch the Olympics, I just look for a United States participant. And then I want to see if they're going to win. And then I like to watch the medal ceremonies when they stand on the podium and they play the national anthem, and I look at the, you know, player, the competitor, whatever, put their hand over their heart and sing the national anthem. And I think about how that's really, really good for our country. And I think about how much that person sacrificed to win that gold medal. I mean, those are the things that I think are pretty cool about the Olympics. This year's Olympics are different. First off, it's the COVID. You know, this, all the signs on the Olympics say 2020, but it's 2021. So that's a little weird right there. It's just a reminder that this is not a normal Olympics. The biggest reminder, I think, is that there's no fans there. So it's, I don't know. You know, it didn't seem to bother me, like, if there was no fans, like at NFL games or basketball game. You know, I didn't watch basketball, but anyway, I don't know. No fans in golf didn't bother me, but no fans at the Olympics, no, you know, opening ceremonies. And by the way, the ratings were just horrible, like, you know, the worst since 1988. So it's just, it's much different. I mean, obviously there's a time difference in Japan. That's an issue. But that's never really been, you know, I hear people talk about that, but that's never really been an issue for me before. I mean, if I watched something that was, you know, like tape delayed, it still was fun to watch. It's not like I'm scouring social media to find out how this event came out or that event came out. I mean, most of the time I didn't even know, you know, who won the event. I was just watching it like it was, you know, tape delayed, whatever. It was fine. So I don't know if that's the big deal. I tell you what the big deal is for me. When I saw that girl, I don't know what her name is. I don't know what she competes in. She's some track and field athlete. But when I saw that girl who, I think she qualified or something, okay? And she, like, I don't even know what she did, okay? I just saw this on the internet, and I saw that, like, I think she was supposed to be on the podium or something, but she didn't get up there or whatever. She had her back turned or standing at the side. I don't know what the girl's name was. I don't know what she was protesting. I don't know what bothered her so much. I don't know what her point was. I don't know what she competed in. I just saw that and I thought, you know what? I'm not watching any of this crap. That's what I thought. And that might be like a little harsh or whatever, but I got to tell you, I'm not the only person that thinks this, because there's a reason why the ratings are so far down, and there's a lot of reasons, I'm sure. Okay, time difference, COVID year, no fans, whatever. No superstars. You know, you don't have the Michael Phelps. You don't have, you know, that big story going on. You know, maybe there's not as many big storylines. I don't know, but when I saw that girl protest, I thought, you know what? I'm not watching this crap. And then when they had the women's U.S. soccer team, okay, and they all protested, like kneeling protesting before the match or whatever, I'm like, I'm not watching that. Like if you couldn't pay me to watch that. And then they got their asses kicked too, by the way, by Sweden and lost in like forever. So they protest and they lose. Anyway, I just don't get why the Olympics, I mean, you're representing the United States of America. I don't understand why that's the place that you should be protesting. I don't understand it. I mean, I must be missing something. Whatever I'm missing, you're not gonna convince me of, because I just don't like it. I don't like the way it looks, and I'm not gonna watch it. So you know, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Now, am I gonna watch the golf? Yeah, I'll probably watch the golf. You know, I mean, I'm gonna watch the golf. I want to see what's gonna happen on the golf, for sure. You know, one of the main reasons I'm going to watch the golf is because I know the golfers aren't going to pull that crap. They're not going to do that. Matter of fact, they've all talked about, Colin Morikawa talked about how this is like an incredible honor. He can't believe that just 2 years ago he's in college and now he's in the Olympics. And Patrick Reed is now in because DeChambeau is out because of the COVID. And you know, of course, he's Captain America, and he loves representing his country, and he's talking about that. And Justin Thomas, just, you know, like, it's a dream to play in the Olympics and compete in the Olympics. And, you know, and if he wins the gold medal, there's going to be protesting. And Xander Schauffele, the same thing. These guys really, really want to be there, and I'm going to watch it. But I'm not going to watch any of that other stuff, because if they, like, somebody wins, who I'm cheering for, by the way, because they represent the United States of America, so I'm going to cheer for them, and they win, and then I got to watch their protest, or even before they compete, I got to watch their protest. I don't want to watch their protest. I want to watch, cheer for them, see the United States of America, you know, represented. I want to see the, you know, United States of America's flag go up. I want to hear the national anthem. That's what I want to do. I don't want to watch a protest. I'm not going to watch it. But golf, I'm going to watch, because you know what? I don't think they're going to do that. And you know what? Maybe that's one of the reasons why golf is doing a little bit better than some of these other sports. So I'm going to talk about who's going to win. Now, let me read you a little email we got at the podcast. And this is great. For a couple of different reasons. One, this is a big fan of ours, but he said, just want to let you guys know, and I guess he's referring to Minnesota Tim, my producer, and the great predictor Steve Johnson, who's you've heard on here if you listen to the podcast, and him and Steve and Tim do a little Saturday deal for us on the Hank Haney podcast. But he said, I'd never listened to a podcast until Hank started one. He said, and now I like the podcast even better than his radio show. I listen to it, all the time, and I can listen to it anytime. But here's what he said. He's talking about my Voodoo pain relief cream. He said, all right, here we go. He said, it's a really good product. My wife was having some pain in her heel, couldn't hardly walk. When she got up in the morning, I ordered Voodoo, and after a few days, it helped with her pain a lot. Said, my elbow started hurting, had some swelling last week. I used the cream on it. After a few days, the swelling went down and the pain is gone. He said, I'm a very satisfied customer. All right, good. Well, you know what? You can get your free Voodoo pain relief cream by going to voodoopainrelief.com. Get a free 2-week supply of Voodoo pain relief cream. Here's the great part of this email. He says, one more question. Since the Voodoo pain relief cream works well on everything, do you think that maybe Steve, the great predictor Johnson, could rub some on his head and would help him remember to turn on his recorder when he's recording? That is a good point right there. We should run that by Steve. And the joke there is that whenever we record with the great predictor Steve Johnson, he most of the time, forgets to turn on his recorder. And then there's been times when we do like the whole podcast and he goes, and when he says that, you know, something's wrong. Okay. He goes, And then he breaks the news to us. He said, I didn't have my recorder on. And then we have to start the whole thing over again. So that's what he's referring to with the great predictor. But he's been doing a little better at that lately. Most of the time he's turned it on. So that's pretty good. All right. We'll be right back on the Hank Any Podcast. Okay, so there's 60 players playing in this Olympic field. The format is, you know, it's 72 holes stroke play, which is like I don't know how they came up with this format. I mean, the format is not good. I mean, you got to have some kind of a team deal. I don't know how you do it, whatever. Maybe that's why they don't have a team deal. They can figure out how to do it. Maybe the United States would dominate too much. I don't know. But individual 72 holes, you give out 3 medals. Okay, you got the gold medal, the silver medal, and the bronze medal. Last time it was Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, silver, and Matt Kuchar, bronze. None of those guys are playing this time. None of them qualified. Okay, now I suppose that if you go all the way over there and you're an Olympic athlete, and it'd be nice to say, I guess it's nice to say, hey, I medaled in the Olympics. But I don't know. I mean, it kind of seems like, you know, I mean, these guys have all won tournaments before. So the thing is there really any place but first? I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Although those guys did seem like Stenson and Kuchar last time seemed like very generally excited that they, got a silver and a bronze. But I know, Justin Rose, I mean, that was like the highlight of his, a golf career, I think. I mean, I don't know. That might even have been bigger than winning the U.S. Open and winning a major championship. I don't know. But there's 60 players that play. So it's not much you have to beat. Okay. Now you can have up to four players from one country, but that's if everybody is ranked in the top 15. And then after the top 15, you can have a maximum of 2 players for each country. If they're, not already, in the top 15, whatever. Here's the point. There's about 10 guys that could win this thing. This is the point. Okay. Because a lot of these guys aren't even playing. I mean, look at the United States team. I mean, you got Dustin Johnson didn't want to go. Yeah, I don't blame him. And if you don't want to go, you don't want to go. But, they worked so hard to get this in golf in the Olympics. And then some of these guys don't even care if they go. DeChambeau wanted to go, but he got the COVID. He's out. John Rahm's out because of the COVID again. I don't know. How's this guy got COVID again? He had COVID at Memorial and lost that tournament. And then he got better. So he had COVID and he's vaccinated. He's got the antibodies. I mean, do you believe all this testing, by the way? I mean, how's a guy that's had COVID, so he's got the COVID antibodies, and then he got vaccinated on top of the antibodies that he had from having COVID, and now somehow he's got COVID, he's tested positive, he's got COVID again. I mean, I don't know if I believe that. I mean, how many times can a guy get COVID after he's already had COVID, after he's already been vaccinated? I mean, I don't know. It probably is, you know what? I think he could have taken it or leaving it, so it's probably not bothering him. But, I mean, he was going to be the odds-on favorite at this tournament. But anyway, he's not there. Koepka's not there. He took a pass. Louis Oosthuizen is not there. He took a pass. He's 8th in the world. Cantley's not there. You know, he's 9th in the world. They went down to Patrick Reed because he was the next in line when the qualifying cut off. At that point, Patrick Reed was he's 12th now, but he was 9th when the cutoff, I think, right after the U.S. Open or something. So anyway, Patrick Reed's in. But, I mean, you got good players, but, I mean, you know, who's Spieth's not there, 15th in the world. Webb Simpson's not there, 16th. Berger, 17th. Scheffler, 18th. Finau, 19th. I mean, none of these guys are there. Deki Matsuyama's there, 20th in the world. Paul Casey's there, 22nd in the world. I don't know. I mean, it just, the field's weak. There's not many players that can win. but somebody's going to win. And then most of the guys are going to be like, so like there's going to be guys playing in this thing on Sunday. You know, they're only playing for three spots. There's no pay or anything. They're playing for three spots. There's going to be guys in there that, you know, they shoot 50. They're not going to get the bronze medal. Nobody's going to shoot 50 for 18 holes. It's just a weird format in that way. It's just that, you know, it's going to be a few guys battling it out. And after one round, you know, the 60 guys, after one round, 25 of those guys will be gone, no chance, maybe more. Maybe 30 of them will be gone, no chance, probably. Maybe 40 of them will be gone, no chance. Might be cut down to, you know, 20 players that have a chance to win after one round. After two rounds, it'll be down to about 10 players that have a chance to win. And after three rounds, it'll be down to, you know, two or three players that have a chance to win. It'll be that kind of deal. I mean, it's a golf course that's going to play soft. And, you know, it's, you know, I mean, it's a weird competition. The favorites, Colin Morikawa, of course, he's, you know, 6.5 to 1, bet 100, wins 650. Shoffley's next. Shoffley's always up there. Yeah. When was the last time he won a tournament, by the way? Anyway, Shoffley's always up there. He's 8 to 1. How he's ahead of Justin Thomas, I will not know. Justin Thomas has not had a great year, but still, he hasn't had a bad year. It's not terrible. And, you know, he's 11 to 1 with Victor Hovland. I mean, Justin Thomas to me is a bet right here. I mean, doesn't make any sense to me. Colin Morikawa, I'll put him number one, no doubt about it, but I don't get the Shoffley ahead of her. Maybe Shoffley will probably win. Who knows? Justin Thomas, 11 to 1. Hovland, 11 to 1. You know, these guys are all good ball strikers and good iron players. And that's, you know, if the greens are soft, which they're going to be because it's bent grass greens and it's hotter than all get out over there. So they're going to have to keep the greens moist. There's not going to be any firm and fast going on over there. It's going to be like shooting darts. And these guys can do that. Morikawa is number one iron player. Justin Thomas right up there. And you got Rory McIlroy, 12 to 1. Paul Casey, 12 to 1. The great iron player. Hideki Matsuyama, 12 to 1, too. So there's a bunch of guys. Those are kind of your favorites right there. I don't know who, if I was going to bet on somebody, I'm going to bet on Justin Thomas for a couple reasons here. One, this could like really salvage his year. Like, you know, I mean, if he didn't do good in the majors this year. He really didn't. And he struggled in the majors. His finish is not good. I mean, he was 21st at the Masters. He was missed the cut at the PGA. 19th at the U.S. Open, 40th at the Open Championship. Not good for Justin Thomas. Now, he did win the Players' Championship, you know, the quote-unquote fifth major. But this could make his year a good year, I think. I think that the Olympics and a gold medal would mean a lot to him. He said it would mean a lot to him. He's got a lot to play for because, you know, like I said, he's trying to maybe, you know, put a little bright spot on a year that's been a little down. For, you know, various reasons, the trouble he got into at the Tournament of Champions, his grandfather passing away. It just hasn't been a good year. But he could get something going here. He could salvage it. Okay, that's one reason. He's motivated. That's, you know, always a good thing. And he's a tremendous iron player. So I'm gonna give him a shot. I've been off him a little bit, but I'm gonna get back on him right here. I'm gonna go with him. And then, you know, if he doesn't do it, I mean, I don't know how you can overlook Colin Morikawa. So I mean, I guess those would be my picks. But there's two guys that have a lot to play for, and a lot of people have been talking about this, and these are the South Koreans. So I want to get into that when we come back. But if you want some help with your golf game, go to HaneyUniversity.com and register so you can get my instructional emails and all my tips, and they will help you play better golf. HaneyUniversity.com is where you go to do that. So one of the big stories of the Olympic golf is the two South Koreans that are playing, Sungjae Im and Siwoo Kim. Now, Sungjae Im is, you know, I mean, he's the new guy, you know, new sliced bread. Everybody thought he was going to just do incredible. Remember at the President's Cup, and everybody was raving about how great he was. And he is good. I mean, there's no two ways about him. He's 27th in the world. So, I mean, he's a good player. And then you got Siwoo Kim. I mean, he's won three times on the PGA Tour. He's won the Players' Championship. He's 38th in the FedEx Cup. I mean, he's a top player too. So here's what these two guys are looking at. Because they're South Korean, they have to serve in the military. The you know, men have to serve 2 years in the military. And I think they have to do it by the time they're like in their mid-30s. Okay, now these guys haven't done it yet. Now, some players that come over from South Korea to play on the PGA Tour, they serve in the military and then they come play. Like KJ Choi is one of those. I mean, and obviously he had an incredible career, great career on the PGA Tour. The guys that come over and play and then have to go back and serve in the military, the track record is not good. Now, some of these guys have just, you know, come over here, played great, left to serve in the military. It's 2 years in the military. I mean, you're not like you're golfing every day. You're out there and you're not golfing. I mean, you know, maybe you got some deal, you know, where you can play on the weekends once in a while, but you got no competition. I mean, you're maybe hitting balls once in a while. I mean, they're not like, there's not a lot of time off. I mean, this is not, you know, just a vacation when these guys go away. And there's no competition. And then some of the players have been talking about that. There's no competition. I mean, you're going to get rusty, rusty, rusty. And these guys don't get their game back. So the way that you get out of that, here's how you get out of that. You get out of that by doing one of two things. You have to win the Asian Games, which is an amateur like tournament, like Sun Kang, who was a student of mine and a student of the great predictor Steve Johnson's. He won the Asian Games. Sun Kang's playing on the PGA Tour, but you know, he won the Byron Nelson Cup. But he got out of serving in the military because he won the Asian Games. Can you imagine the pressure of this? Okay, you're coming down the last couple holes, and if you win, you don't have to serve 2 years in the military. All right, the other way that you can get out of serving in the military is you can win any Olympic gold medal. Well, any Olympic medal, gold, silver, bronze, anything. Just give them a medal and you're out of the, you know, serving in the military. So you got Sungjae Im and Siwoo Kim are basically, I mean, they're playing for much more than just the medal. I mean, I don't know what the bronze medal means to somebody, but I'll tell you what it means to these guys. It would mean a lot. It means their whole career. Because there's a chance that if they don't win or finish in the top three, and the odds, you know, the odds are that they're not going to. Sungjae Im's a better player at this point than Siwoo Kim, but you know, neither of them have been just, you know, totally lighting on fire this year. Of course, they're both capable. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, both of them aren't going to finish in the top three. I mean, the odds on that would be just like, you know, astronomical. But these guys have so much going for them in terms of pressure. Wow. Can you imagine that? I mean, I can't imagine if they come down the, you know, like last nine holes or something and, you know, they're trying to get in the top three. I hope they do it. I mean, I got to admit, that's the one storyline that I'm watching. I mean, like when I look up the scores, or watch on TV or whatever, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, who's leading? Who's got a chance? This is what I do the first day of any tournament. I want to say, like, who's got a chance? Who's already shot themselves out of it? You know, how many people are left in the tournament? Because I just look out there because 60 guys started. Okay, oh, boy, first day, we only got 20 guys left. You know, 40 of them are gone. you know, process of elimination and who's left is your winner. So I'll look and I'll say, okay, who shot themselves out? Who's in the tournament? Who's got a chance? And especially the big name players. And then I'm going to definitely look and see, okay, what did these guys shoot? Do they still have a chance? Are they, you know, in there where they got? And I'm cheering for them. I mean, I hope that they get. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's not my country. Who am I to judge? I mean, those guys bring a lot of notoriety to South Korea. I guess I don't get it. But anyway, it's not my point or my place to worry about what they do in South Korea. But I hope they play good. I mean, I really do. I'm cheering for them. Man alive. One of the questions everybody's been asking, like all week when I hear everybody talking about this, because a lot of people have talked about this, is like, okay, if you were like, you know, battling out with Sun JM for third place, you know, you're coming down on Sunday, last nine holes or whatever, and it's just you and him for third place. If you were a fellow PGA Tour member, would you just lay it down and let him, you know, finish third so he wouldn't have to serve in the military? And of course, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody would do that. I really don't. But he would wonder, you know. I mean, what are you gonna, you know, the guy had two years in the military, guy's career is kind of over, and you're gonna get a bronze medal. I mean, what are you gonna do with the bronze medal? I mean, you're gonna say you're a medalist? I don't know. I hope one or both of those guys gets the job done here, and I hope they get. That's a big storyline at the Olympics in golf. I don't know. I think this whole golf and the Olympics thing, I don't think it's gone very good. Of course, we got off to a bad start with the Zika virus at Rio, and then, you know, we got the COVID at over here in Japan. It's not good. And then a lot of good players that, you know, top players that just, you know, don't really care. Maybe it'll change. I don't know. I hope so. But, you know, people were really fired up that it was going to be golf in the Olympics. And I don't know. It hasn't turned out too good. Maybe this will be the great year. I mean, it meant a lot to Justin Rose when he won. I'm sure it's going to mean a lot to whoever gets that gold medal. And it'll really mean a lot if it's Sun JM or Siwoo Kim. Hope one of those guys does. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions at HankHaneyGolf@Outlook.com. And hit the follow button so you get the podcast every day on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.